USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Workers eager to get back to their jobs are protesting at a number of state capitals. Hundreds are protesting in at least 10 states, including Illinois. This protester in downtown Chicago has a message for Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker.
The governor's overstepping his bounds. His 30 days are up. He needs to go home, take his silver spoon, and feed some of the people with it.
During her first White House press briefing, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany calls the Michael Flynn case a grave miscarriage of justice.
I'm glad they kept such good documentation of their intent to slow walk General Flynn into a trap and to essentially create, as I mentioned, a grave miscarriage of justice.
Flynn was the president's first national security advisor. Some are saying with the new documents that were released that the FBI was trying to entrap Flynn. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Former President Barack Obama is warning Americans to plan for a long period of economic turmoil. Obama took part in a virtual town hall meeting that aired on YouTube.
I don't want people to think that this is going to be just a short-term thing. And the economic effects are going to continue to ripple out. And we haven't seen, I think, all the impact that's going to occur.
Obama has been receiving a little bit of heat over the fact that his wife, Michelle, recorded a PSA saying you should only go outside if it was necessary, and then Barack was seen on a golf course. New White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says China mishandled the early coronavirus outbreak there.
But I will echo the president's displeasure with China. It's no secret that China mishandled the situation. Just a few examples for you. They did not share the genetic sequence until a professor in Shanghai did so on his own the very next day.
McEnany holding her first formal briefing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As states slowly and safely begin to reopen some businesses, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News, we need to start doing something fast, and he says Louisiana needs to reopen.
For some time now, Sean, the state and federal governments have been running the American economy, essentially, and the Louisiana economy. I mean, what could possibly go wrong? It's been a nightmare on Elm Street. I understand why we had to shut things down, but we can't sustain this. Number one, the economy will collapse, and number two, at least the people in my state are just going to stop complying. My governor has said he's not going to make a decision until May 15th. I respect that, but he hasn't been able to completely convince the people of Louisiana. Many of my people are opening up. Many Louisianians and many Americans, many of us can't earn a living behind a laptop. Many of us don't live in the Hamptons.
Louisiana, and specifically New Orleans, was one of the areas hardest hit, although things now do look like they are leveling off in that state. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.